Hello again, and thank you for sticking around with us today as we discuss ways to become a better app marketer and therefore a better app publisher. Once again, my name is Ryan Joy, and I'm a Microsoft Technical Evangelist. Before we let you go today, I want to ensure that we send you off with a number of App Promotion 101 checklist items, as well as some additional resources that you can use to better take advantage of the Windows Store and Windows Phone marketplaces. And with that, let's go ahead and jump right into it. Thanks again, guys. Okay, let's look at some of the basics for our app marketing checklist. So first, we want to help customers discover your app, obviously. We've talked about a lot of different things today about how to help promote your application. Just some quick recommendations, you know, pair your description with customized screenshots, highlighting the value and benefits of your app. Create a plan, you know, have a plan to generate user reviews. You can try the pre-made Rate My App banner ad template that's included in the app promotion kit. Create rating options. This is giving users an option to give back, to give feedback for criticism or for support requests, and to, you know, give positive reviews directly to the App Store. And then, probably most importantly, take user feedback seriously and act on it to improve your app's ratings. If there's an issue with your app that's generating negative reviews, address that issue and resolve it. Issue another release in the App Store to ensure that you have a positive customer experience. These users are taking the time, and they're obviously passionate about your application, to actually take the time to rate and review it. So definitely act upon their feedback. Now, once you actually have your published app, some of the top line checklist items would be to, you know, use the provided logos at the Windows Store and Windows Phone Store. Also, you can find this in the App Promotion Kit. This will this is immediately recognizable assets that the user will see on your web properties or in your social media promotions, things like that, or even in your print advertising or print marketing. You know, these are immediately recognizable. That will show the user and indicate to the user that they can find your app in the App Store, and to encourage them to go and download that today. You know, take advantage of all the free tools and third-party sites that are out there for promoting your app. It does not take a boatload of money to be successful with app marketing. It just takes some effort, and it takes that plan. And then, you know, create your own media outlets, you know, with your website, with your social media accounts, and potentially with your blog for to publish and promote your own content. And lastly, consider building a team of ambassadors who will spread the word for you. You know, you're only one person potentially, so you have friends and family, or there's potentially other industry peers that you can meet at meetup groups and things like that. Try to build a team of ambassadors who will help you spread the word about the work that you've done, the app that you've released. Now, also consider designing for a global market. You know, create a plan to globalize your app for a wider global audience. Determine the appropriate markets in which to list your app. You know, which markets would your app be applicable to, or which apps would users find interest in it? Which apps does that type of content appeal to them? And then determine how to localize your app for those specific markets. That can be things such as actually localizing in the local languages, or potentially bringing on additional content sources if you want to make sure you have localized content. And there's a lot of considerations you can make there to ensure that you're prepared to go after a global market. Now, these are just the tip of the iceberg for this app promotional checklist, kind of 101. There's a ton of additional resources, and everyone on this call will actually get the ebook early. But before you do that, we definitely want to make sure you register for the App Builder Rewards. You can do so by going to ak.ms/AM Workshop, and that's with a capital AM. So you can register today, and anytime you complete challenges, whether they're marketing challenges or developer challenges, you can earn rewards that can be then used. To redeem for devices and for some other goodies like that. And then you can also download the App Promotional ebook, App Promotion 101 ebook, before it's released. So you can go to aka.ms/app-promotion101. That's with three P's for alliteration. And you can download the book today. It has in it a lot of the content that we've covered today, including an expanded checklist that you can go through and make sure that you're hitting every single one of those recommendation points. And it has resources and links for just a ton of marketing content and a ton of recommendations to really make you help make you successful in the app stores. And lastly, should you have missed anything or should you want to watch this content again, you can download the recording from today's event up to around 48 hours after this event. You can go back to aka.ms/app-marketing in order to be able to rewatch these videos, find out if you missed anything, or just, you know, hang out with us again. I want to thank everyone today for, you know, spending the time with us. I want to also thank, obviously, my fellow evangelists at Microsoft for you know, helping to put together this content. And that's it. So go out, be successful. Thank you.